Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Can you imagine coming to the U.S. seeking asylum, escaping from violence and gang members in your home country, and discovering that your case may depend on your teeth? That's what happened when 17-year-old Jose Antonio Hernandez Vasquez came from Guatemala to the U.S. border, where he should have been sheltered with other children and given access to lawyers to make his case for asylum. Instead, his lawyers say, because of a controversial practice called forensic odontology, he was given a dental exam, which border agents wrongly read as saying he was an adult and he was sent to jail. Ultimately, the Guatemalan consulate found his birth certificate proving his age, but it may be too late. While in jail, he had to represent himself in a deportation hearing and is now appealing a deportation order. And he's far from alone. So what is this dental procedure? Elizabeth Diganji is an associate professor of anthropology specializing in teeth at Binghamton University in New York. She joins us now. And Dr. Diganji, so what is forensic odontology?
So forensic odontology is kind of a fancy way of saying forensic dentistry. It's the application of dental knowledge for medical legal purposes. So probably the most common thing that your listeners are going to be familiar with is doing a positive identification of somebody who has passed away by comparing x-rays from when they visited the dentist when they were still alive with x-rays after they passed away.
Let's back up, because there are people who say that this whole, you know, procedure, looking at teeth to determine someone's age, is fake science. So what would you say the questions are?
The problem is with anyone who presents themselves as being a minor and who then there is a question about whether or not they are 18. Any one of those individuals is probably going to be somewhere between 16 to 21. So anyone who might look like they're 18, the only tooth that's available to evaluate in that stage of life, so your mid-adolescence to your early adulthood, is going to be your wisdom tooth or the third molar. And the wisdom tooth is the most variable tooth in the entire mouth. Because of that irregularity and the variation in that tooth in and of itself, there's a very wide spread of completion in terms of the years when it's actually going to be finished. And so while it's unusual, sometimes you can have it complete in people who are as young as in their early teens. Sometimes you can have it not complete in people until they are in their early 20s. And that's really the problem with using it to determine whether or not somebody is 18.
Why else would somebody's teeth maybe not reflect their age?
So this is actually a really interesting question. So, and it's because of the difference between your chronological age, or the number of years that have passed since you were born, and your biological age, which is the particular state of growth or development or degeneration that your body happens to be in. And there's not a one-to-one relationship between those two. And the reason is because of your individual genetics, because of environmental variables that maybe you have been exposed to, that others have not been exposed to, even something like your level of psychosocial stress. All of those things are going to impact how close that relationship is between your biological age and your chronological age. And for that reason, we can't ever say with 100% certainty that somebody is or is not 18 based on that third molar in particular.
And you probably know that ICE officials say that they have hundreds, thousands of cases of fraud on the part of migrants who are seeking asylum. And some are of those are adults who claim to be children. So what are you saying? Do you think that this dental exam should be thrown out altogether or used in combination with something else? I mean, what are you saying?
So I'm not willing to go as far as to say that I think that age estimation from bones and teeth should be thrown out altogether. I think that there are a lot of things that can be done for estimation of age. And the important thing is, as I just said, we can never pinpoint with 100% certainty if somebody is a particular age. What we are doing is we are estimating a range of ages, and we have to be able to, or we have to be reporting in our in that official report any issues so that the decision maker can come to an informed decision. And that's also something that's not happening right now.
In fact, the 2008 Trafficking Victims Reauthorization and Protection Act prevents ICE from relying exclusively on forensic odontology, but there's a lot of evidence that they're doing that. I mean, a lot of the actual people doing the exam are saying they're doing it in part to help these kids, you know, to try to confirm their young age. But do you suggest that people maybe stop until they can be assured that there will be other information looked at as well?
To be honest, in my experience of the cases that I've been privy to, the last thing the dental report has done is helped the children. If anything, it's had very serious punitive consequences for the children. In some cases, some of those children may have been deported. And so, yeah, I think there are some ethical questions that the forensic odontologists doing this work have to seriously consider before they continue working for ICE.
Elizabeth DeGangi, Associate Professor of Anthropology at Binghamton University in New York. Dr. DeGangi, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.